The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sunday mornings at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, welcome, Colorado. I am Jay. I love the month of August, especially the very first weekend. My brother had a birthday yesterday on the 4th, and he is an amazing human being, as I'm sure you have someone around you that you love. I've got family, a beautiful wife and kids, but just as importantly, is I've got four siblings. My younger brother, Grant, just had a birthday, and we're very close, and I reach out to him and say, I love you, brother, and anybody that you have or you know that's having a special weekend, just give them that love, give them the hug, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you're listening to my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay. I'm your friend. Been here with you on the radio show now for 5 years, right on Saturday mornings and also replays on Sunday. I want to let all of you know, many of you know, that you can also reach out to me live at 330-1457. That's area code 719-330-1457. But we also have a change coming up with the NFL season launching here soon. Instead of the 11 a.m. replay on Sundays, we're actually going to go to a 7 p.m. on Monday night. And that's going to be a very welcome change. I've never been on during the week. I'm not going to tell people like Sean and Dave to watch out. I'm not saying I'm taking over the week. I'm just going to say I'm spending an intimate hour with you every Monday night at 7 o'clock. So if you're driving out on a truck route and you miss me on Sunday, that's why. If you're sitting home watching TV, you can just turn on KRDO News Radio at 7 p.m. on Mondays, and that will be my replay. But you also can get a hold of me 24/7 right on my website. That's ChurchillColorado.com. Now you're asking yourself, I say, why is Jay Garvin's having us go to ChurchillColorado.com? Yes, that's Churchill, just like the leader, Winston Churchill. ChurchillColorado.com. Churchill, just like the state we live in, Colorado. That's ChurchillColorado.com. And that's because I also am the founder and part owner of Churchill Mortgage right here in Colorado, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. We, together with 30 other branches, make up a national company of Churchill Mortgage. We are the exclusive lender that Dave Ramsey refers out for any questions, especially those working through his 7 steps to financial peace. And we are step number 6, pay your mortgage off early. And before you pay your mortgage off early, you actually have to own a house. So in there, we help you buy a house. You actually have to get rid of all the rest of your debt. But that's where the ChurchillColorado.com comes from. That gives me a little bit of credibility here behind this microphone, because with the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, I've been in mortgage for 20 years before Churchill. I have only been with 2 companies, actually, my whole life. One was with Top Gun Mortgage when I came out of the military as an Army helicopter pilot, and went into Top Gun Mortgage for 5 years. And then after that, I, in 2004, started my own company, Garvin's Group, which became Garvin's Mortgage Group, which now is the same group of people, which is now Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. And through that time, I've built friendships with a lot of you. I'm crazy. I'm on fire. I'm intense all the time. Love to have fun. Love to make fun of myself. Love to say transparent and sometimes not so politically correct things, but that's who I is. Many times I do so being grammatically incorrect and I make some people angry, but you guys can all help me. Call me at 330-1457 and tell me where my English ain't so great. And then also, I've had the privilege of personally walking over 1,000 people through the loan process, either a purchase loan or a refinance loan. But as a group, collectively, under my supervision, we've had more than 4,000, probably 4,500 families now have the mortgage process, purchase or refinance, completed under our mentorship. And not only that, I have a huge passion for government, military, VA loans. I'm a vet myself, served at Fort Carson, like I stated. I've got five people on my staff that are all previous service. Of the dozen of us that are on the team, more than 10 have direct military experience. But even going further, which is going to bring me to the subject and the muse of today's show, I also am a passionate homeowner and investment property owner. So that's what I want to talk about today. Many of you who have listened over the last couple of weeks know I just got back from Punta Mita, Mexico, in a conference called ALE, and that is Achieving Leadership Excellence Conference. Todd Duncan needs to pick a more simple name, or I need to get more of a brain. But in Punta Mita, I had an amazing experience and did some great shows for you. I've got great feedback, but with the drum roll, Matt, today's show is titled Airbnb, A New Approach to Investment Property Ownership. Airbnb, A New Approach to Investment Property Ownership. And when I stayed at Punta Mita, instead of staying in a five-star, Four Seasons resort on 80 acres, I actually stayed in a full 1,500-square-foot condo facing the beach and the golf course and the pool, four bedrooms, four baths, sliding glass walls out to terraces that are amazing, and did all of this on Airbnb. So I'm going to talk today about what in the world is Airbnb, more so on the history, but this basically is what the show outline is about. In 2007, Airbnb didn't even exist, and now just 8 years later, it has plus or minus 100 million bookings this year alone, in 190-plus countries and over 34,000 cities and growing, and has went from zero to a $31 billion company in less than 10 years. By comparison, Marriott International, which I am a Marriott snob, is only worth $38 billion, and it's been around for over three generations, more than 75 years. This is how much of our foundational platform of home ownership and investment property ownership, Airbnb is changing. So we talk about investment properties a lot here, and Airbnb is a whole new animal, along with VRBO and other websites that I'm going to talk about. And because you know me as a listenership, and I am passionate about investment property, I am going to tell you first the history of Airbnb. Maybe you hear it here first. I don't know. If not, we're going to have a review together. But I'm going to kind of show you how it works, what makes it special and unique, and how you can leverage this to benefit your family, your goals, and your retirement. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So stick around. We're going to get into this show. I'm going to dive in passionately. We're going to take time for housekeeping, tell you about the interest rate, some wonderful things that are going on, like the Parade of Homes just launched this week. So stick around, listen to these messages, and I'll be right back on the Jay Garvin Show with an exciting title and topic for you.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. We're back with the founder of Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Academy Art and Frame Company.
Going places that I've never been.
Well, Jay Garvin's here. Thank you for sticking with me or joining for the first time on the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. This week, I am talking about Airbnb, A New Approach to Investment Property Ownership. If you've not listened to my shows in the last couple weeks, you will have missed all of my topics while I was in Punta Mita, Mexico, and part of that was a stay in an Airbnb condominium. Gorgeous property. And while I was there, I not only earned knowledge, and let me tell you, knowledge is important. Here's an example. Do you think I walk out onto the street corner and just throw a cloak over my back and pick up a lightsaber and claim to be a Jedi? No. I am your home mortgage Jedi of Southern Colorado. Because I study, I go to conferences, I read books, I do research on Airbnb, VRBO, everything in between, and bring that knowledge back to you for free, for a laugh, for a cringe when I say something a bit off key, or just across the board, overall, an educational approach to your and my friendship. So I also have other individuals like Yoda.
You must feel the force around you.
Every month, the third week, you get to meet Yoda, Bill McAfee, the owner of Empire Title, as he does the economic update. I now have Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes, the Hermster, the fourth week from RE/MAX Properties. He's a stud. He's a millennial. I like to get a new perspective. His dad's a baby boomer, and I'm kind of a Gen Xer kind of sandwiched in, where it's appropriate because they're the bread and I'm the meat. I got baby boomers and millennials to either side. But if you ask my perspective, I think the Gen Xers, we're the glue that's holding this whole economy together right now. It's probably why it's been doing so crappy lately. We need more millennials to get out of school and bring some education. Okay, squirrel, I'm going to come back on the road here and get in to Airbnb, a new approach to investment property ownership. I'm going to do some introductions, show you a little bit of history, pop over to housekeeping, and then tell you my opinion of how this can be of value in your life. And like I said before the break, first of all, you can get a hold of me right at 330-1457. We do a lot of information here, and I am going to tell you, I'm going to say it again in housekeeping, this coming Tuesday, no, I'm sorry, a week from Tuesday on the 15th of August, I've got my investment property ownership class. I am leaving this open to only first-time attenders. I guarantee you I can teach you in less than 2 hours how to build $1 million of real estate portfolio, three or four houses here in Colorado Springs, how to get $6,000 to $8,000 a month of residual income in less than 15 years, or $72,000+ a year in income. And there's no smoke and mirror, Robert Kiyosaki, no money down, hard money, condo, swampland in Florida or Hawaii approach. Very simple, in your backyard. My wife and I have done it. I own now 6 properties. I taught you in the first 3, and I'm going all the way up to 10, and I will teach that to you. You sign up for that class on August 15th, Tuesday the 15th, at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You go to churchillcolorado.com, churchillcolorado.com, pull down the events and classes tab, sign up for the investment property, bada bing, bada boom, it's done. But if you simply just need a mortgage, either a refinance to eliminate and consolidate your debt, to eliminate your private mortgage insurance or change the term, the length of your loan, or you want to go through a purchase mortgage, the same thing applies. Just go to churchillcolorado.com, enter your information on the right side, click send. We'll give you a call live. You can call me on my cell phone as well, 330-1457. Back onto the subject, you can do that. I want to help you with my refinance. That's what I'm here to do. But today I'm talking about Airbnb, a new approach to investment property ownership. And in 2007, there wasn't even an Airbnb in existence. And just what, 8-9 years later, there's 100 million plus bookings in 2017 alone. And Airbnb is still privately held. They haven't even had their IPO, their initial public offering. And this company has already went from zero to over $30 billion in assessed value. To put that in comparison, Marriott is only worth $38 million. Marriott International, the hotel chain of all hotel chains. And it's amazing. I was talking to a millennial, and they're like, well, everybody's staying at Airbnbs because we don't want to give our money to the man. And it's so amazing because I took that, I received it, but I laughed and said, that is so funny, because by having an approach to use Airbnb so you don't have to give your money, quote unquote, to the big hotels and the man, this generation is creating a whole new population of men. Just like the Rockefellers, and how we all don't want to be Rockefellers, but we created the Sam Waltons and the Steve Jobs and the Bill Gates. Now this generation doesn't want to deal with all the men of the Steve Jobs and the Bill Gates, but they're creating the Mark Zuckerbergs, and in this case, the Brian Chesky's and so forth. But it is amazing. It's an amazing new concept, and good for Airbnb. And I'm going to go into a little bit of the history here, and it's fun. For all of you that don't know, Airbnb was founded in August of 2008. It literally is just turning 10 years old this next week. Literally. Started, of course, out of California, San Francisco, California, right out of Silicon Valley and San Bernardino Valley, or whatever they say. And the initial concept was airbedandbreakfast.com. And there were two owners, Brian Chesky and Joe Gibbia, I believe is his name. And these guys literally, in just a couple of days, had an idea to where they simply wanted to find a place for people to stay when there were no hotel rooms available. In this case, it was in San Francisco. The concept of airbed and breakfast was this simple. They literally went down and bought three or four airbeds and blew them up and wanted to see if they could make extra money to pay their already exorbitant rent in San Francisco. And they literally got three people, a female from like Boston, a middle-aged 30-year-old Indian engineer, and then a father of four from Utah that actually came into, paid the $80, which was awkward when they said, oh, by the way, it's time to collect your cash. They stayed on airbeds in their apartment, and they literally gave them breakfast in the morning, and it was cereal. And they literally turned $240 into an exploding concept. Now, two guys launched the site with literally air mattresses and an idea. Now, later, in early 2009, Nathan Belcherek, a network engineer from Harvard, joined them. And by the beginning of 2009, they were still on version 2 or 3 of their website and had maybe 2,500 listings around the whole country, primarily in big cities like New York, San Francisco, Boston, and they literally had like 10,000 registered users, period. Now, they took this airbedandbreakfast.com concept, shortened it up to Airbnb, and then said, hey, there was a South by Southwest conference in Austin, and now get this. By August of 2009, right in our backyard, where was it primarily launched? They said, what's the next big convention? The big, huge DNC, the Democratic National Convention, right in our backyard in Denver, when Obama was having more than 100,000 people present for the official launching of his campaign. Remember, that happened at Mile High Stadium. And the media literally propelled part of the initial expansion of Airbnb in Denver because they reported, hey, there's 100,000 people coming to the actual announcement of Obama's candidacy and only 30,000 hotel rooms. So that was a big, big part of their history. But that was only the scratch of the surface. See, they literally went from airbeds to simply airbeds promoted around big events like conferences to actually bedrooms for rent to actually entire apartments for rent to now it's an entire houses for rent and beyond. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the history of Airbnb, and I'm just scratching the surface. I'm going to tell you numbers and growth and everything. And then after that, I'm going to share with you a couple unique things that they do that you as an investment property owner can do as well in the same vehicle as Airbnb or take your own approach. And then finally, how this can be advantageous and beneficial for you personally, how you can leverage this for your benefit, your finances, and your goals. Because that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been studying Airbnb now for about 6 months, and I'm doing this in two fashions. One, on my app, Home Scouting, I'm searching properties all the time up in the high altitude, high acreage cabins, homes, log homes up in Teller County, Park County, and Summit County. And then on the other hand, I am studying Airbnb and VRBO to see how I can go from a weekly, nightly rental instead of a monthly and annual contract. So that's what I'm going to get into. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you actually go and download my Home Scouting app. You'll hear the commercials, Home Scouting app, right on your app store, Home Scouting app. Jay Garvin's is your VIP code, and you can download and look at properties and learn about investments as well. I'll be right back with more of the Jay Garvin Show.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain.
Traveling man, love when I can.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi and founder of Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the name?
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, and we are right in the middle, the heart, the meat of the show of Airbnb, a whole new approach to investment property. But predictably today, I'm going to point my finger and yes, there is the knock.
Housekeeping.
I want the knock to come because I've got a lot to cover. This is housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
I don't need sleepy. I just need my current news, and I want to share with you there's a lot of great things going on in our local news in Colorado Springs. Probably the first and foremost and one that's passionate to my heart. I don't have any connection with it. I've never been involved. I've never sponsored it. I'm not even part member anymore of the HBA, the Home Builders Association, but 2017's Parade of Homes got underway this last week on Wednesday the 2nd. Parade of Homes runs through Wednesday to Sunday every single week. It goes all the way through the 20th of August, and I get super, super excited about taking my son to the Parade of Homes every single year. This year is no different. It's a little bit unique here as I start housekeeping that the Parade of Homes is migrating more and more north and more east. It used to be down as far as the Spires, and we've even had some stuff in Pueblo. We've had a couple smatterings here and there. We do this year up in Woodland Park. We've had some along 21st Street, Old Colorado City. We've had the Mesa, all of this. But most of it now, usually, and again this year because of limited real estate, is more up north of Baptist Road and out east of Mark Shuffle now, but we've still got some great, great builders. You want to get out, go to your Albertsons, your Safeway. Military vets can go into some different locations to get some complimentary tickets. Feel free to call me at 330-1457. If I can be of help, help you get a ticket, call 330-1457. Otherwise, I will see you out there. And that's extremely exciting. The second thing I want to cover in the news is in Colorado Springs, rents soar to a record again. And this is something that now is going from a informational to flattering to actually a concerning story. This is in the end of July, the 29th Saturday that this article came out a week ago or so, and it says Springs rents soar to a new record again. This is the fourth year that Colorado Springs is not only growing, but is at the fastest rental rate in the entire nation. Now, we don't have the highest charged rent in the country. We just literally, for 4 years consecutively, have the fastest and largest percent growth in our rent. So it was only 4 years ago that you could rent a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment for $700-800. And now with 10% growth every year, first $70 a year, then $80 a year, then $90. This year, $1,141 of growth just in the median rents in Colorado Springs. That actually is like a 15%. So we've actually went from a 10 to a 15%. And what does this mean? Number one, it means that we have to have the community dialogue of what we do for affordable housing. It also states what an amazing affordable deal Colorado Springs was before this increase happened. We used to have a two-bedroom apartment at $700 a month, and now it's basically at $1,150 a month. But that means houses that used to rent for $1,100 a month are now renting for $1,600 a month. God help you, there's some apartments with the granite counters and the fancy fixtures that are renting for $1,800 a month on the northeast side of town, which is where the most expensive, the newest, most accommodating apartment complexes are. And there's some knowledge behind the businessmen and women that are buying and making these decisions, because if you look over the last 4 years, there has been record-breaking numbers of sale or purchase of small, medium, and large apartment complexes. And there's more apartment complexes being built all the time. And this incredible growth of rental property popularity is going to continue well beyond 2022. And I say 2022 because the millennials are just getting started with their transition out of college, out of their parents' basements, and onto life as we know it on their own. And a $1,200 place a month is very, very affordable compared to Denver. If that same youngster, a millennial, wants to live in Denver, they can't even get a one-room salt box for $1,200 a month. You got to go $1,800 a month, and then you got to get roommates to sell the individual rooms. I have a friend who's actually doing it. So in doing the math on the increase, there's so many different things for you to consider. If you're listening right now, especially if you're my age, 40, 50, or 60 years old, this doesn't apply to you. But if you've got an adult son, daughter, child, friend, coworker, neighbor that is in their 20s or 30s, it's so important for you to have them call me at 330-1457 because they literally can own a house for $300 to $500 a month less than renting. And then they can become the landlord. If you're going to share an apartment with friends, you might as well own the house and have your buddies move in with you. So that's an important story about the Springs rent soaring. And then finally, one comparison of home sales nationally to that of the Pikes Peak region. See, nationally, there's an article here that was in the first part of August that says, pending home sales rise, snapping a three-month decline nationally. So Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak, and all of Colorado have exploded year over year, month over month, with our values, our sales, our numbers, all of them. We literally are on like a 30-month record of straight increases of prices, sales, everything. We are growing, but the nation is not necessarily in the same direction. There's a lot of people around the country are in a slump. In fact, the median home value nationally is only like $263,000, and here in Colorado Springs this last month in June, it was $285,000. So we're about $20,000 over the median price. And 12 years ago, when I started this talking to you about median home prices and stuff, the median home price within the nation was like $196,000, and Colorado Springs was $180,000. We were 15, 10, 15 grand under the median value of a home, and now we're 20 grand above. So we're moving up in stature. So this is great, great news, and it shows you a little bit of how we compare to the rest of the nation. So before I get back to the Airbnb, a new approach to investment property ownership, I want to touch on two more things. One, the interest rates. I've talked a lot about this. The interest rates are still incredibly stable. We're still at like 4.125% on a 30-year fixed conventional mortgage with no discount or no overage. But we also, on a government loan, are at like 3.625, maybe 3.7% on a VA or an FHA loan with no origination or no discount. But we have looming ahead of us one more prime interest rate increase, and we have what's called the normalization of the bonds by the Federal Reserve, which means that during the Great Recession, when we had the quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3, they bought $4.5 trillion of mortgage-backed securities and bonds, basically printed treasuries and money, put them into the system to keep the interest rates low and the economy going. And now that they're calling the bond normalization process, they're going to start leaking or diluting these back into the sale on a monthly basis. And this is going to absolutely have the interest rates increase for permanent change. So please, it's so important for you to call. If you've got questions on how an interest rate is going to affect your next refinance or purchase, you call me. And we've got literally 11% more equity. That means if last year you had a $200,000 home, that home is $222,000. So if you have a $300,000 or a $400,000 house, you've literally got $30,000 to $60,000 more of equity this year. And before interest rates go up, I want you to be sure that you eliminate all your unsecured debt, that you get rid of your private mortgage insurance, unwanted fees, everything in your mortgage, and you do that by calling me at 330-1457. The last thing with housekeeping is that I want to remind you to go to churchillcolorado.com, churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class on the 15th of August in 2 weeks. Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. You go to churchillcolorado.com, pull down the classes and events tab, sign up. This is for new first-time recipients. Get signed up. It's a great class. It'll be well worth your time, and it's over $100 value given to you, the radio listener, for free. So back at Airbnb, in the last couple minutes of the show, I want to finish out the history and talk. I've shared with you back in the show title of Airbnb, A New Approach to Investment Property Ownership. In 2008, the AirbedandBreakfast.com was launched. Brian and Joe started this thing, bought two air mattresses, three actually, or four, and charged $80 for someone to stay. They gave them cereal for breakfast, and they got three people that very first night. A gal from Boston, a engineer from India, and a father of four from Utah. And it was really awkward when they asked them for their money, but they did it. And then in 2009, they grew. They brought on a third partner, Nathan, and had over 2,500 listings and 10,000 registered users. But then it absolutely exploded. They expanded from just an airbed on the floor to a room to a whole apartment, now to a house, where today you can actually rent cars on Airbnb, workspaces, art studios, everything. And it all started with an airbed. So watch the statistics here. In 2010, they actually hit over 1 million nights booked on the site for the very first time, and that was like their third. Then they went on to 2 million by 2011. By 2012, they were up to 4.5 million. So I want you to guess over the break how many bookings Airbnb had in 2013, 14, and 15, and then in through 2016. I'm going to share that with you right after the break as I bring in the rest of the history of Airbnb and how it's definitely a new approach to investment property ownership. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I'll be back in a minute to close things out.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. We're back with the founder of Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Here's Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Well, thanks, IMJ. I appreciate you sticking around. Gave you a little teaser there with air, bed, and breakfast numbers before the break. And that's what I'm talking about. I've been talking about the history of the Airbnb, but I'm going to wrap a ribbon around it and put a little bow on it in this last segment. And Airbnb started in 2008 by a couple of chumps in San Francisco, has literally went from $1 million of nights booked in 2010 to 2 million nights booked in 2011, on to 4.5 million nights booked in 2012. By 2013, that went all the way up to 6 million nights booked. By 2014, that jumped up to 16 million nights booked. By 2015, things were crazy, and you can imagine all the high-speed wobblies and the growth going on. Brian Chesky and Joe Gibbia later brought on Nathan Belichick-Zekia, can't even pronounce his name, a network engineer and a Harvard graduate, were literally booking 40 million nights by 2015. By 2016, they literally doubled again to where 80 million nights were booked on Airbnb. And now here in 2017, less than 10 years later, this year they're celebrating their 10th, they're going on to 100 million nights booked. In well over, I think it is 190 some countries. I know that's growing a lot. These are very conservative numbers. To well over 34,000 cities. When I was in Cuba, Havana, before the Trumpster closed her down, we went in there earlier this year with a friend of mine, and we went around in a taxi tour with Fabio, who was a native-born Cuban, put us in a 1957 Bonneville, Oldsmobile Bonneville, beautiful convertible, and said, do you know that there are 6,000 Airbnb businesses launched in Cuba last year alone? And that's because people want to experience how to travel in a different fashion. I just literally spent more than $7,000 for an Airbnb condo in Punta Mita, Mexico, on the Four Seasons property for an entire 8 days. And people are like, why in the world did you spend that much? I'll tell you why. Because I needed to spend over $500 a night for a hotel room at Four Seasons in Punta Mita, Mexico. I needed two rooms because I brought four plus me, five family members. And it was going to be $1,000 a night plus tax over $7,000 to stay in a five-star hotel for an entire week. So I did it with a condo, and this is what I gained. What I gained is instead of 400 square feet, I got 1,500 square feet. Instead of getting a hotel where I couldn't cook, I literally got a full kitchen and a hostess and a maid and a cook that cooked for us all week, because that's where Airbnb separates itself. Then we got a golf cart included, all in the cost. Now, Airbnb does some very unique things, and one of them is that they pull on the X factor. The original owners just started it with breakfast, and you can go in the history. They used to serve cereal, and they had some silly Obama O's and Captain McCain's during the 2008 election cycle when they were really pandering to the Republican National and the Democratic National Convention. But they've kept this all around special service to where if you stay in New York, they leave you a transit pass. And when we stayed in Punta Mita, they had a hostess. The owners had a hostess meet us there, and they served us margaritas and guacamole dip. We had never been ever welcomed anywhere, not even at a hotel before this. And we've stayed at some Marriott's and some Broadmoor Hotel and the Four Seasons and all of the other four- and five-star hotels. But Airbnb put a twist where they wanted the experience to be different. But where does this lie with you as an investor? That's all great for the patron who is staying there and the people who are making it and the people that are going to buy in the initial public offering. But what does it mean to you? What's the big takeaways? And what does it mean to you in benefiting your family and your goals? I'm going to do an Airbnb part two, a new approach to investment property next week, because I've went through the history. And let me tell you, the history is deep. Only 10 years old, Airbnb is now valued approximately at $31 billion just based off a formula of their venture capital and the investment that people have put into it thus far. Compare that to Marriott International, where that's a $38 billion company, and it's been around for more than 75 years and is international as well. And here, Airbnb, in less than 10 years, has almost equaled the largest giant in the industry, Marriott. But how can you benefit from this new monster on the block? Well, these are the big takeaways. I encourage you to think outside the box. Because I'm studying Airbnb and buying a property, and I've had more than 30 to 50 clients say, Jay, should I consider renting my house on a nightly or weekly basis as opposed to a monthly basis? And I'll tell you this, mark my words, my wife and I live 8 blocks away from the Broadmoor. And next summer, at the end of June of 2018, when there is the U.S. Senior Tour at the Broadmoor, I'm going to go on a motorhome trip around the country, and bada bing, bada boom, I'm going to rent my house for $2,500 to someone who is coming to the U.S. PGA Tour. So I am going to take an entire vacation in a motorhome for free for someone else staying in my house, period. That's thinking outside of the box, and I encourage you to do so. And next week, I'm going to have funny stories of how I've got friends that make their family move out of their house for the Air Force Academy graduate, and he lives in someone else's basement just because he loves adventure and money. You have to think outside the box. Second, please understand that it's easier to leverage an idea and an approach in a subject rather than your money and assets, which means I can have you get an investment property, but I want you to make money and move forward by really advancing and leveraging your ideas and how Airbnb applies to you an investment property as opposed to just throwing another chunk of money at an investment. And finally, my third big takeaway is it is easy or as hard as you make it. And I'm telling you right now that it has taken me a while to study this. This is why I want you to go on to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class on the 15th of August, because I am going to have some new slides just on Airbnb and how to take a new approach to investment property ownership. So I hope that you enjoyed a little bit of the history here with Airbnb. Please stay tuned next week as I have part two, Airbnb, a new approach to investment property ownership. But as I state at the end of every single show, I just want you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end, not where you sleep and how you do it. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, your purpose in life, pray to God that the Lord would deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Something that I would come to every single week, passionately and informed, to give you knowledge, to give you my attention. So make sure, right after the show, you go to ChurchillColorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class the 15th of August. That's Tuesday night, the 15th. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. ChurchillColorado.com. Sign up under the events and classes tab, 6:30 p.m. You'll be home by 8:30. Jay Garvin, have a great week.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.